Hi everyone. I hope you have your drawing books ready because I'm going to read you three chapters today. And we're starting on chapter 18. There's a picture of a box, a special little box, and it's opened up and filled with a bunch of buttons. And I must warn you that there's some sad parts coming up in the story, but that's life because life isn't always happy times, is it? Bryce and Sarah Ruth had a father. Early the next morning, when the light was gray and uncertain, Sarah Ruth was sitting up in bed coughing, and her father came home. He picked Edward up by one of his ears and said, "I ain't never." "It's a baby doll," said Bryce. "Don't look like no baby doll to me." Edward, hanging by one ear, was frightened. This he was certain was the man who crushed the heads of China dolls. "Jangles," said Sarah Ruth between coughs. She held out her arms. "He's hers," said Bryce. "He belongs to her." The father dropped Edward on the bed, and Bryce picked up the rabbit and handed him to Sarah Ruth. "It don't matter anyway," said the father. "It don't make no difference, none of it." "It does so," said Bryce. "Don't you sass me," said the father. He raised his hand and slapped Bryce across his mouth, and then he turned and left the house. "You ain't got to worry about him," said Bryce to Edward. "He ain't nothing but a bully. And besides, he don't hardly ever come home." Fortunately, the father did not come back that day. Bryce went out to work, and Sarah Ruth spent the day in bed, holding Edward up in her lap and playing with a box full of buttons. "Pretty," she said to Edward as she lined up the buttons on the bed and arranged them into different patterns. Sometimes, when a coughing fit was particularly bad, she squeezed Edward so tight that he was afraid he would crack in two. Also, in between coughing fits, she took to sucking on one or the other of Edward's ears. Normally, Edward would have found intrusive, clingy behavior of this sort very annoying, but there was something about Sarah Ruth. He wanted to take care of her. He wanted to protect her. He wanted to do more for her. At the end of the day, Bryce returned with a biscuit for Sarah Ruth and a ball of twine for Edward. Sarah Ruth held the biscuit in both hands and took small, tentative bites. "You eat that all up, honey." "Let me hold Jangles," said Bryce. "Him and me got a surprise for you." Bryce took Edward off in a corner of the room, and with his pocket knife, he cut off lengths of twine and tied them to Edward's arms and feet, and then tied the twine to sticks of wood. "See, all day I've been thinking about it," Bryce said. "What we're going to do is make you dance. Sarah Ruth loves dancing. Mama used to hold on to her and dance her around the room." "You eating that biscuit?" Bryce called out to Sarah Ruth. "Uh-huh," said Sarah Ruth. "You hold on, honey. We got a surprise for you." Bryce stood up. "Close your eyes," he told her. He took Edward over to the bed and said, "Okay, you can open them now." Sarah Ruth opened her eyes. "Dance, Jangles," said Bryce. And then, moving the strings with the sticks with one hand, Bryce made Edward dance and drop and sway. And the whole while, at the same time, with his other hand, he held on to the harmonica and played a bright and lively tune. Sarah Ruth laughed. She laughed until she started to cough, and then Bryce laid Edward down and took Sarah Ruth in his lap and rocked her and rubbed her back. "You want some fresh air?" he asked her. "Let's get you out of this nasty old air, huh?" Bryce carried his sister outside. He left Edward lying on the bed, and the rabbit, staring up at the smoke-stained ceiling, thought again about having wings. If he had them, he thought, he would fly high above the world, to where the air was clear and sweet, and he would take Sarah Ruth with him. He would carry her in his arms, surely so high above the world that she would be able to breathe without coughing. After a minute, Bryce came back inside, still carrying Sarah Ruth. "She wants you, too," he said. "Jingles," said Sarah Ruth. She held out her arms. So Bryce held Sarah Ruth, and Sarah Ruth held Edward, and the three of them stood outside. Bryce said, "You gotta look for falling stars. Them are the ones with magic." They were quiet for a long time, all three of them looking up at the sky. Sarah Ruth stopped coughing. Edward thought that maybe she'd fallen asleep. "There," she said, and she pointed to a star streaking through the night sky. "Make a wish, honey," Bryce said, his voice high and tight. "That's your star. You make a wish for anything you want." And even though it was Sarah Ruth's star, Edward wished on it too. I wonder what Edward wished for. That's the end of chapter 18. Chapter 19 starts off with a picture of Edward lying on the floor. You can see that he's got the strings attached to his legs and arms, and then it's tied to a wooden cross at top. So he's been dancing around kind of like a puppet on strings. Chapter 19. The days passed. The sun rose and set and rose and set again and again. Sometimes the father came home and sometimes he did not. Edward's ears became soggy and he did not care. His sweater had almost completely unraveled and it didn't bother him. He was half hugged to death and it felt good. In the evenings, at the hands of Bryce, at the ends of the twine, Edward danced and danced. 1 month passed, and then two, and then three. But Sarah Ruth got worse. In the fifth month, she refused to eat. And in the sixth month, she became even more sick. Her breathing became ragged and uncertain, as if she was trying to remember, in between breaths, what to do, what breathing was. "Breathe, honey," Bryce stood over her and said. "Breathe," thought Edward from deep inside of the well of her arms. "Please, please, breathe." Bryce stopped leaving the house. He sat at home all day and held Sarah Ruth in his lap and rocked her back and forth and sang to her. On a bright morning in September, Sarah Ruth stopped breathing. "Oh no," said Bryce. "Honey, take a little breath, please." Edward had fallen out of Sarah Ruth's arms the night before, and she had not asked for him again. So, face down on the floor, arms over his head, Edward listened as Bryce wept. He listened as the father came home and shouted at Bryce. He listened as the father wept. "You can't cry," Bryce shouted. "You got no right to cry. You never even loved her. You don't know nothing about love." "I loved her," said the father. "I loved her." "I loved her too," thought Edward. "I loved her and now she's gone. How could this be?" he wondered. How could he bear to live in a world without Sarah Ruth? The yelling between the father and son continued, and there was a terrible moment when the father insisted that Sarah Ruth belonged to him, that she was his girl, his baby, and that he was taking her to be buried. "She ain't yours," Bryce screamed. "You can't take her. She ain't yours." But the father was bigger and stronger, and he prevailed. He wrapped Sarah Ruth in a blanket and carried her away. The small house became very quiet. Edward could hear Bryce moving around, muttering to himself. And then finally, the boy picked Edward up. "Come on, Jangles," Bryce said. "We're leaving. We're going to Memphis." And that's the end of the chapter. That was quite a sad chapter. And not all kids have happy homes, so Bryce has decided he's not going to stay there anymore. But there's a lot of untold stories in this book, too. Like, if I think about the dad, I can think about why was the dad so mean? Sounded like there was a mom. Maybe she died already too, and maybe some things in his life happened to him to make him that way as well. It wasn't okay how he was treating those kids. So we're on to chapter 20. This is the last chapter I'll read you today. "How many dancing rabbits have you seen in your life?" Bryce said to Edward. "I can tell you how many I seen. One. You. That's how you and me are going to make some money. I seen it the last time I was in Memphis. Folks put on any kind of show right there on the street. And people pay for them. I seen it." They walked to town, and it took them all night. Bryce walked without stopping, carrying Edward under one arm and talking to him the whole time. Edward tried to listen, but the terrible scarecrow feeling had come back. The feeling he'd had when he was hanging by his ears in the old lady's garden. The feeling that nothing mattered and that nothing would ever matter again. And not only did Edward feel hollow, he ached. Every part of his china body hurt. He ached for Sarah Ruth. He wanted her to hold him. He wanted to dance for her. And he did dance, but it was not for Sarah Ruth. Edward danced for strangers on a dirty street corner in Memphis. Bryce played his harmonica and moved Edward's strings, and Edward bowed and shuffled and swayed, and people stopped to stare and point and laugh. In the ground in front of them was Sarah Ruth's button box. The lid was open to encourage people to drop change inside. "Mama," said a small child, "look at that bunny. I want to touch him." He reached out his hand for Edward. "No," said the mother. "Dirty." She pulled the child back away from Edward. "Nasty," she said. A man wearing a hat stopped and stared at Edward and Bryce. "It's a sin to dance," he said. And then after a long pause, he said, "It's a particular sin for rabbits to dance." The man took off his hat and held it over his heart. He stood and watched the boy and the rabbit for a long time. Finally put his hat back on his head and walked away. The shadows lengthened. The sun became an orange dusty ball low in the sky. Bryce started to cry. Edward saw his tears land on the pavement, but the boy did not stop playing his harmonica. He did not make Edward stop dancing. An old woman, leaning on a cane, stepped up close to them. She stared at Edward with deep, dark eyes. "Pellegrina?" thought the dancing rabbit. Remember, that was Abilene's grandmother. She nodded at him. "Look at me," he said to her. His arms and legs jerked. "Look at me. You got your wish. I have learned how to love. And it's a terrible thing. I'm broken. My heart is broken. Help me." The woman turned and hobbled away. "Come back," thought Edward. "Fix me." Bryce cried harder. He made Edward dance faster. Finally, when the sun was gone and the streets were dark, Bryce stopped playing his harmonica. "I'm done now," he said. He let Edward fall to the pavement. "I ain't gonna cry anymore." Bryce wiped his nose and his eyes with the back of his hand. He picked up the button box and looked inside. "We got us enough money to get something to eat," he said. "Come on, Jangles." And that's the end of the chapter. And the next chapter starts with a picture of a diner sign all lit up. So they're going to a diner to get food, it looks like. All right, well, we'll see you next time.